Hi, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla. Today's topic is, where does your phone come from? Everybody has a phone right now, and most people have smartphones. Mobile phones have been invented for a long time, and the technology helped improve the convenience of mobile phones as well. Modern people are used to the convenience of cell phones, but we don't actually know what's inside our phone or how they are made. If you're interested in this topic, check out the video today. If you're not interested, still check out our video today. All right, let's read our sentence today. Rather than digging in the ground for the elements needed for new handsets, it makes sense to extract from old phones. But only about 10% of handsets are recycled now. So recycle your phone if you get a new one this year. Why, it is, you might say, elementary. Did you guys get the joke? Elementary? Okay, let's read the sentence one more time, this time a bit slower. Rather than digging in the ground for the elements needed for new handsets, it makes sense to extract from old phones. But only about 10% of handsets are recycled now. So, recycle your phone if you get a new one this year. Why? It is, you might say, elementary. Okay, now let's read our vocabularies today. Our first word is dig. Dig 是动词挖掘的意思。那例句会是 My dog dug a hole to bury the toys.But in the end, he forgot where the hole was.
我家的狗狗挖了一个洞来埋它的玩具，但最后它却忘了那个洞在哪里。那另一个和 dig 很像的字是 dip, D-I-P. 它跟 dig 只差最后一个字单，最后一个字母 G 变成 P 就变成 dip. Dip 是动词浸、沾的意思。例句会是 It tastes so much better if you dip it in the sauce. 如果你沾着酱，这吃起来会比原来的好吃很多。
好，让我们看第二组单字 element. Element 是名词，化学，化学上是元素的意思，那也可以当要素的意思。那例句会是 The key elements for successful essay will be taught in class today.
今天上课会教一篇成功文章的关键要素，所以这边 element 就当成要素 key element 关键要素。另一个是 elementary， elementary 跟 element 很像，但是它的意思却不太一样。elementary 是形容词，基本的、基础的的意思。所以我们可以看到小学的英文就是 elementary school， 因为它是基本的教育。给小朋友的基本教育。另外这个 elementary 也是今天例句里面最后的那个笑点，就是他前面都在讲 element， 然后最后就说，哦，你回收你的手机是 elementary， 就是很基本的一件事，还蛮有趣的谐音梗。
好， elementary 的例句会是 This question is rather elementary for college students.
这个问题对大学生来说有点太基础了，所以就是太小学生，太 basic。
OK, our third word is handset. Handset 是名词，手机、电话听筒的意思。那例句会是 This case can protect the screen of your handsets from getting scratched or broken.
这个手机壳可以保护手机萤幕被刮伤或弄坏。另外 headphones 跟 handset 一样，都是科技产品，然后它的英文单字里面都有包括了你的身体的一部分，所以 headphones 是名词，头戴式耳机的意思。例句会是 Don't wear your headphones for too long because it might deteriorate your hearing.
别戴耳机太久，因为这可能会使你的听力退化。那这边有一个比较难的字是 deteriorate， deteriorate 是退化的意思。之前的 pronunciation challenge 好像也有教过，希望大家都还记得这个字哦。好，让我们看到第四组单字 extract。 extract 是动词，提取、提炼的意思。那例句会是 His job is to extract oil from this site.
他的工作是从这个地点提炼出油。那另一个字和 extract 长得很像的是 abstract。abstract 是形容词，抽象的、难懂的的意思。例句会是 The professor spent a lot of time elaborating on the abstract concept, yet students still didn't get it. 这名教授花了好多时间解释这抽象的概念，但学生们还是不懂。所以当老师是需要教学热忱的 passion。好，让我们看到今天最后一组单字 recycle。recycle 是动词回收的意思。例句会是 Japan has a complete recycling system. They recycle almost everything. 日本有一个健全的回收系统，他们几乎什么都会回收。另一个字和 recycle 相关是 reuse。reuse 是动词重复利用的意思。例句会是 You can protect your environment by following the three R's, which stands for reuse, reduce, and recycle. 你可以通过三 R 来保护你的环境，分别是重复利用、减少使用和回收。希望大家都能够遵守三 R, reuse, reduce, and recycle. That's all be nicer to our environment, okay? Alright, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful day.Today's question is, do you have a favorite mobile phone brand? Please feel free to share your answer and leave a comment below. See you next time, VoiceTubers!